This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Kyiv officials say military leaders are determined to hold on to Bakhmut even as Russian forces continue to encroach on the devastated eastern Ukrainian city. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's office says he's chaired a meeting with military officials during which the country's top brass advocated strengthening Ukrainian positions in Bakhmut. Intense Russian shelling has targeted the Donetsk region city and nearby villages as Moscow deploys more resources there in an apparent bid to finish off resistance. Bakhmut's importance has become psychological for Russian President Vladimir Putin. Prevailing will finally deliver some good news from the battlefield, while for Kyiv, the display of grit and defiance reinforces a message that Ukraine is holding on despite the odds. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Meanwhile, the governor of northern Ukraine's Kharkiv province says Russian shelling has destroyed five homes and killed one person in a town about 30 kilometers or 18 miles from the Russian border. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky met with European Parliament President Roberta Metsola and outlined his goals as he spent much of the weekend shoring up support from allies. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz says there would be consequences if China sends weapons to Russia for Moscow's war in Ukraine, but he's fairly optimistic that Beijing will refrain from doing so. Scholz's comments came in an interview with CNN aired Sunday, 2 days after he met U.S. President Joe Biden in Washington. U.S. officials have warned recently that China could step off the sidelines and begin providing arms and ammunition to Moscow. Ahead of his trip, Scholz last week urged Beijing to refrain from sending weapons and instead use its influence to press Russia to withdraw from Ukraine. This is VOA News. Violent protests erupted in Athens, Greece on Sunday as thousands of people took to the streets to demand answers from the government about the train collision that left 57 people dead, scores injured, and an undisclosed number missing last week. VOA's Anthi Karasava reports.
The violent protest in Athens, though, was not the only one. In the northern Greek city of Larissa, not far from the site of the crash, demonstrators targeted the state railways company and the station where a train master authorized the conductor of a freight train to remain on the same track as a passenger train. On Sunday, the 59-year-old station master appeared before a prosecutor to be formally charged with negligent manslaughter. Anthi Karasava for VOA News, Athens.
Iran's supreme leader says that if a series of suspected poisonings at girls' schools are proven to be deliberate, the culprits should be sentenced to death for committing an unforgivable crime. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
Monday's remarks were the first time Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, who has the final say in all matters of state, has spoken publicly about the suspected poisonings. The incidents began late last year and have reportedly sickened hundreds of children. Iranian officials only acknowledged them in recent weeks and have provided no details on who may be behind the attacks or what chemicals, if any, have been used. Unlike neighboring Afghanistan, Iran has no history of religious extremists targeting women's education. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
A residential building that was damaged during the February 6th earthquake in Turkey collapsed Monday during a controlled demolition. 1 month later, heavy machines are dotted around the area to demolish buildings damaged by the powerful quake. A total of at least 52,000 people have been confirmed dead from earthquakes in Turkey and nearby Syria. Saudi Arabia said Monday it was depositing $5 billion in Turkey's central bank, a potentially major boost as the country grapples with damage from last month's earthquake and inflation ahead of presidential elections. The Saudi government said in a statement the decision will shore up Turkey's foreign reserves and help it combat inflation. A landslide caused by torrential rain killed at least 11 people and left dozens of others missing on an island in Indonesia's remote Natuna Regency on Monday, disaster officials said. Rescuers and authorities fear the death toll will rise. The National Disaster Mitigation Agency estimated about 50 people are still missing. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.